This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai, Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. Tonight we begin Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Mem Hei Amud Beis is a brand new topic and an amazing subject. We're going to get into the halachas of Breira. The Amud, because the Ran is so long, is only three lines. The Gemara says like this: Hashutfin shenadru hana zamiza. Shutfim who made a neder to aser hana one on the other. Now the Gemara will explain. Are we talking about I asered you in my chelek and you asered me in your chelek? Or I asered myself in your chelek and you asered yourself in my chelek? Am I asering my stuff on you, or am I asering your stuff on me? Okay, that's going to be a discussion. So we made a nether. We own a field in partnership. Now it's talking about where the field is not big enough for us to split it. So we both own the whole thing. So can I go into it? If I go into it, I'm going to be using your property. If you go into it, you're going to be using my property. And you're usser in it, and I'm usser in it. I'm usser in your half, you're usser in my half. The thing is, it's not like I'm getting hana, I'm just walking through it. So if it's going to be usser, it's going to have to be because vitor is usser b'hana. We already discussed vitor, gratuities, things that you allow people to do without charging them. Is that a hana or is that not a hana? So let's assume that vitor is, if vitor is a hana, if vitor is not a hana, then of course it's permitted because nobody's getting any benefit. So it has to be vitor is a hana. And still, maybe the shutfim would be allowed to go into the property. Why? So let's see the Mishnah. Hashufim shenadru hana zamiza asurin likanis l'chatzar. Neither of them could go into the chatzar. This is going according to the opinion that vitor is asur b'hana. So therefore, if I'm going in, I'm benefiting from your half, and if you go in, you're benefiting from my half. But Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says no. Zeh nichnas l'tach shalai v'zeh nichnas l'tach shalai. I go into my half and you go into your half. What do you mean my half and your half? This is talking about a field that cannot be divided, so that means we both own it together. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov subscribes to Breira. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov subscribes to Breira. What does Breira say? Breira says, since we both own it, how do we divide it? The way we divide it is, I'm allowed to use it and you're allowed to use it. And how do we split it? When I'm in it, that's my turn. And when you're in it, it's your turn. So the way it's divided is not I get these inches and you get those inches, but I get my time slots, you get your time slots. How do we divvy up the time slots? We divvy it up through Breira. At the time that I'm using it, retroactively, that was the chelek that I took. And at the time you're using it, retroactively, that was the chelek that you took. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds a Breira, and the Tanakhama does not hold a Breira. Look in the Ran. Hashufim shenadru hana zemiza asrum likanes l'chatzar dekasavar haitana vitur asr b'mudar hana. This Tana holds, vitur is asr if you're mudar hana. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Imer zeh nichnas l'tach shalai, zeh nichnas l'tach shalai. O kimna b'gemara b'chatzar she'im ba'din chaluka. The Gemara says, the Gemara establishes it by a chatzar that cannot be divided. Aval b'chatzar she'esh ba'din chaluka, a chatzar that could be divided. Divrei hakol asur, according to everyone, it's asur. Because if it could be divided, so then we're going to divide it. It has to be divided, but I can't, in the meantime, go into your share. The Gemara explains it as follows. They established the machlokes, yesh breira or ein breira. Namely, Derbelezer Savar Yesh Breira. Derbelezer says Yesh Breira. And therefore, when I'm going into it, retroactively it comes out that this was my chelek of the field at this time. And when you go into it, retroactively it turns out this was your share in the field. V'hayle nafshe ka'ayel, this one's going into his own. V'hayle nafshe ka'ayel. V'rabbanon savri ein breira. So therefore, when the Rabbanon hold, when you're going into it, it's not that you're going into your chelek, you're going into the other guy's chelek. So the Ran here has an awesome question. A question she'ein kamayo. How do we paskin? We know in general we paskin like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Mishnasai kavanaki. Mishnasai she'ab Lezer ben Yaakov kavanaki. So that means we paskin. I could go into the field, you could go into the field. Presumably that's because we hold yesh breira. The only thing is we paskin ein breira. We paskin ain breira. So how could we paskin like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? If the machloikas Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in the Tanakama is yesh breira or ain breira, how could we paskin like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov zeh nichnas l'tach shalai v'zeh nichnas l'tach shalai, but we paskin ain breira? Look at the Ran. It's bolded. It's about the 12th wide line. Exactly, 12th line. V'ika demakshu kivin de pliktai de Rebelezer Rabbanan b'yesh breira v'im breira hi tahachi okma ravina in Baba Kama perak shash nagas apara hechi paskinam v'gemara. How could the Gemara paskin Rebelezer ben Yaakov de sri alei de yesh breira v'abu perak mashilin asikna de chi lesle de ravoshia breira v'day raisa? We're dealing with the Dairaisa here. We're dealing with Hilchas Nadarim, which means we hold, and therefore by Dairaisa we paskin Ein Breira. How could we simultaneously paskin like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? The whole logic of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov is predicated upon the fact that when I go into the field, Huvra Dava L'mafreya, that I'm taking the time slot that was mine. I'm not using your allotted portion. And when you go into it, retroactively it comes out, it's yours. So how could we paskin ein breira, and yet over here, we say, zeh nichnas l'tach shalai, v'zeh nichnas l'tach shalai. And the Ran basically says as follows. You ready for this? Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines from the bottom. Basically, the Ran says a whopper. That even though we paskin Ein Breira by Dairaisa, here we paskin yesh breira. The breira here is easier to say than classic breira in Shas. Why? This is ayam and ayra. Says the Ran. Hey, chi paskin and kribel Lezer ben Yaakov, kivan de ba'alma sfirle de b'daraisa en breira, hainu taima, mishim de breira da'acha, adifa mi breira da'alma. Breira here is better than breira in general. Da hainu taima, da amrina ba'alma, de ein breira. You know the reason why we usually say ein breira? Lefi she'ein roi she'yachal davar al hasafik. It's not really fitting that something could be chal on a safik. Ulefika cha'omer l'sefer. Let's say someone says to a sefer, write a get to my wife. He says, the sefer says, but you have 9 wives. Yeah, I'll write it for the wife that I choose to divorce. One of them is got on my nerves. I'm not sure which one I want to get rid of right now. You write it, and I'll decide later when I eat the cholent, I'll eat all the cholents, and the one that I don't like, it will be for that one. The server says, which one should I write? He said, don't worry, I'll decide later, retroactively, you write it for whoever I'll choose, and retroactively, it will be that one. Because from the very beginning, there was a suffix on the Iker Aget who it's Chalan. Or, somebody makes an Erev. The thing is, he doesn't know, he wants to greet his rabbi. If the rabbi comes from the east, I'll put the Erev on the east. If it comes from the west, it'll be Chal on the west. It doesn't work. Mishum de b'shas k'nias ha'erev at the time of the acquisition, lo yoyim izbar klal ezem amikna. Lefikach kivin de b'chalchad mehanach eruv ha'ikal lemeimar shema lo yikna klal. Since on each one you could say maybe it's not nikna at all. Afal pi shal acher mikan yizbar ha'davar, even though if it becomes clarified later, ein breira. V'chein ki yoytzev is a skip a line. Aval hacha, over here, almost everything has been determined already from the beginning. They get together and they say, we both own this field. Okay, how are we splitting it? The answer is, I'll tell you how we're splitting it. I'm getting half and you're getting half. Okay, but when's my half and your half? My half is when I use it and your half is when you use it. So we've clarified everything. The only one little detail we didn't clarify. When is the time that I use it and when is the time you use it? Then we say Yesh Breira. When we are fundamentally unsure about something. You want to divorce your wife, we have absolutely no idea which one. That will determine later. What do you mean that will determine later? That's the item in question. That's the everything is up in the air. We don't know who you want to divorce. Don't say we'll determine that later. When the main question mark is undetermined until a later point, then we paskin ein breira. But when the main question is already determined now, namely, how are we dividing it? We're dividing it. My turn, your turn. When those turns will be, that's a minor detail that we could work at and we could figure that out later, and then we'll say retroactively was identified to begin with. Aval hacha ikaray shel davar mizbar misha rishona umiyutay lachar mikan lefi she'af misha rishona, even from the beginning, einonu mesupakin shel yizka kol echad mehem b'chol guf chatzar. In the beginning, we're not in doubt. We have no doubt. Each one is kinda the whole chatzar. Ve'einonu mesupakin gam kein shema afil yirtzel lizkos ploni lo yizka boy. We have no doubt that maybe somebody won't be able to get a turn. We know each one is zoichin, the whole guf ha-chatzar. It's the only thing is we don't know how the turns will be allocated. So since kivan sheikare sheldaver mizbarer mitchilasai umashir zbar la'achar mikan shalayin izadchila ein ela miyuta, small details could be clarified later. Fundamental points cannot be. That's an amazing chiddush of the Ran, that the Ran brings out from the fact we always paskin like Reb Elazar and Yaakov. So we paskin shutfim shenadru hanozem izeh. Each one could go into their field, and that's because breira. Even though we paskin by dairaisa, ain breira. Why? Levels in breira. The Ran says. Have a good night, everyone. Shkoyach. So I still owe you Ion on Mem Dalid. But we did Mem Hei. Okay, Bracha Vatzlacha, cult of everyone. Good night.
Recording stopped.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Mike. Cult of, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.